Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Voice changer is on and you are now completely anonymous. You can spill your secret.
My secret is that I am over $200,000 worth of debt.
Oh, man.
That makes me sick.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
I can't imagine what you feel like.
Yeah. Oh, God.
There's more. So I think that my boyfriend of 2 years, I think he's getting ready to propose to me, and he has no idea.
Oh man.
Oh, no. Okay. No, I thought I was sick before. Now I'm really going to be sick.
Okay. Well, first, how did you get into so much debt?
I mean, well, a large portion is, you know, student debt. Student loans.
Yeah. Okay. Mm. There's certainly a lot of people listening right now that can certainly relate to that.
Right. I mean, but I also, you know, wasn't the most responsible with my money in my early 20s. And, you know, it just racked up.
Again, I think a lot of people can relate to that.
Yeah, for sure. All right. So you say he's close to proposing. I'm just shocked. Like, this has never come up in conversation before. I feel like this is one of those things that just kind of, even if you're trying to avoid it, eventually comes to the surface.
Yeah.
No, actually. I mean, obviously, I wasn't forcing the conversation, but, you know, he's never asked. And, I don't know, I'm terrified to tell him. And I feel like I'm just scared he's going to reconsider if he finds out.
Yeah, all right.
Oh,
so,
man.
2 years, you said.
Yeah, just 2 years, pretty recently.
Okay, I don't want to freak you out, but and I can only speak for myself from my point of view, but if that were me, I think I would have to reconsider some things.
Oh, but doesn't love conquer all, Corey?
Yeah, look, it's not romantic, but I'm just being a realist here. I mean, that's a lot of debt, and as soon as you guys get married, your debt becomes his debt.
Mm. Yeah, I know. I mean, I just don't even know where to begin with it.
Okay, I don't want you to out yourself here. You know, you're on the Voice Changer. You're anonymous right now. Our whole goal here is to make sure that stays how it's going to be. But
right.
Do you guys make a decent amount of money with the jobs you have? Like, is there the possibility of being able to dig out of this hole and not be one of these things you have to chip away with, you know, at for the rest of your life?
Yeah, I mean, right now we both make okay money, but it is going to take a long time to dig out of that.
And you really think this would change things for him?
I don't know. I mean, that's the thing.
Well, okay. I mean, the uncertainty certainly sucks. I get that.
Yeah. I feel like you've got to pull the Band-Aid off and tell him, though.
Do I have to?
Look, I'm normally all about the avoidance at all costs.
Yeah, this is crazy for you, Corey, to be.
Bury your head in the sand. But, like, this is one of those things where it's not going to go away. Like, there's not the possibility of just sweeping it under the rug. Like, there's going to come a point where you need to tell him. I mean, he's going to find out eventually.
Right. I know.
And the longer you wait, the worse off it's going to be, too.
Yeah. So, I mean, I just don't know what to do, though. I mean, what do? Just blurt it out? Hey, I know you haven't asked, but I have a ton of debt.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I don't think there's really, like, a delicate way to bring it up. I mean, I don't know. Maybe just leave, maybe, like, your credit card statement just out in the open somewhere for him to see.
There it is.
It can happen organically.
The fear of confrontation. There it is.
Even what I'm advising.
Unbelievable.
Even when I advise someone.
Unbelievable.
To be upfront.
Just leave your debt, you know, bills out, your loan bills.
Well, you know, sometimes you need to kind of get the ball rolling, Whitney, on these conversations that you don't want to have.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know about that one, but I mean, you guys are right. You know, you guys are right, though.
Well, we certainly wish the best of luck to you, and
yeah. And
we hope that, you know, he reacts favorably to that. Again, there's certainly a lot of
supportively, yeah. You know.
And again, it's not a unique situation. Unfortunately, no. There's a lot of people out there who are saddled with a ton of debt, especially from student loans.
I have friends with that kind of debt. Yeah.
That's a lot, though. That's, yeah. The mountain.
Well, yeah. Best of luck.
Thank you. I hope it turns out okay.
Well, maybe he's got like a rich uncle or something that he hasn't told you about. And when you tell him, they'll be like, oh, it's fine. I got this rich uncle, Uncle Julian.
Oh, that's a great point, Whitney. Actually, I take it all back. Don't tell him. You're probably fine.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.